Biden mimics migration enforcement for 2024 election. By Neil Munro on October 27, 2023. President Joe Biden's deputies are loudly touting border walls and deportations, even as they import many more migrants into American workplaces and communities. The border theater is being pushed as polls increasingly show that even Democrat voters in blue cities are demanding Biden reduce the civic burden of the Democrats' invited wave of illegal migration. In early October, administration officials announced plans to construct just 20 miles of border walls and to begin deporting some Venezuelan migrants home, prompting much breathless coverage from establishment media. The announcements were broadcast by favorable media sites, including Google.com. On October 25, The Washington Post amplified administration claims of a drop-off in the number of Venezuelan migrants that are sneaking past the administration's multiple welcome gates at the border. Illegal border crossings by Venezuelans have dropped 50-60% since the Biden administration announced October 5 it would begin deportation flights to the South American nation, according to preliminary U.S. Customs and Border Protection data obtained by The Washington Post. Nobody could possibly credit this administration with a sincere desire to deter unlawful migration, responded Dan Stein, the president of the Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIR. Behind the media PR, he said, their strategy is to find ways of creating unlawful pathways for illegal migrants, he told Breitbart News. No amount of enforcement theater is going to overcome the images of people spilling across the border, said John Fear, a top enforcement official for President Donald Trump. Exclusive: 1,500 migrants cross border into Texas in 6 hours. But the media campaign is really intended to help Democratic politicians, including those in migrant crisis cities and Democratic-leaning media sites, he told Breitbart News. It is narrative building, to give politicians up on the Hill something to point to when they're asked about the migrant crisis in a city. For the average person, it doesn't serve any purpose, because reality is so hard to overcome. Whatever the elite PR, he said, mass illegal immigration is continuing to be welcomed by the Biden administration. Biden's deputies are also rushing work permits to migrants so that politicians can claim taxpayers' funds are not being used for the migrants. But every migrant who works helps to drive down Americans' wages, push up Americans' housing costs, and push more Americans on the Democrats' welfare rolls. In the 12 months up to October 2023, Biden's deputies allowed roughly 3.5 million illegal migrants across the southern border and into the United States, alongside the huge inflow of more than 1.5 million legal immigrants and temporary contract workers. The southern inflow added roughly one migrant for every American birth during the same period, and has helped to break Biden's polling numbers. A 54% majority of Americans say immigration under Biden is making life harder for all, according to a Reuters/Ipsos poll of 4,415 adults. Just 34 disagreed, including just 29% of independents. So administration officials are now broadcasting their deportations. On October 21, the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency announced on October 18, 130 citizens of Venezuela were removed on the first of these flights, as part of dozens of routine ICE removal flights conducted throughout the hemisphere and around the world every week. Officials claim they have deported 300,000 migrants since March, or roughly 33,000 per month, even as more enter across the porous southern border. Exclusive: large group of migrants from many nations cross border into Arizona. In September, DHS Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agency flew 254 flights to return or remove migrants, according to Witness at the Border, a pro-migration group. If 130 people were on each aircraft, the agency sent only 33,000 people home in September. In the same month, DHS's leadership welcomed 270,000 additional migrants, or 9 months' worth of deportation flights. Officials are trying to convert what should be routine deportation flights into a PR effort, said Fear. ICE should be doing this type of enforcement every week and the media shouldn't be writing about it as something special, he added. On October 25, CBS reported the collapse of another PR campaign that sought to quietly keep migrants away from angry voters, and media cameras in New York and Chicago were blocked by local resistance. A Biden administration plan to require some migrant families to remain in Texas while immigration authorities determined their eligibility for asylum collapsed due to local opposition in the Democratic-led border city of El Paso. According to two U.S. officials and government documents obtained by CBS News, officials in El Paso initially agreed to provide 400 hotel rooms to house migrants enrolled in the initiative, which was set to start in mid-September, according to Internal Department of Homeland Security (DHS) documents. But local officials reversed course on hosting the migrants after parts of the plan became public. The U.S. officials said, requesting anonymity to discuss internal deliberations, even as the administration conducts high-profit, small-scale deportation, they will continue to import more people, said Stein. They are going to bring in through so-called humanitarian programs far more people than they are excluding, he said. The agenda is very simple: maximize the number of people you can get into the country.